Welcome back.
Hello, party people. Welcome back to the podcast.
The way that Kate is sitting right now is absolutely hilarious. We normally sit upright. She is slouching back, holding the microphone. I don't know what she is doing.
I'm tired.
She can barely keep herself up, honestly. Yo.
How's your week been?
My week has been good. I haven't done anything new. Same old, swimming, gym, eating, repeating.
Yeah. Surviving.
Yeah, that's about it.
Thriving.
And your week?
My week has been good. I am on a little week recess from university, so that is great. It's all good in the hood.
Kate's going to have so much energy this week because this morning she had a coffee.
I'm training course. To become a barista.
So she's had one too many coffees.
I've been sipping on espresso shots the whole day. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my goodness. I feel like we should just jump straight into
our
Fave finds. Da 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 da. Boom! You can go first.
Okay, my fave find, and I'm surprised I actually haven't watched this. It's a series earlier. I remember watching a couple episodes with my mom when it first came out, but I recently watched the first season of Downton Abbey, and I loved it. Specifically, Maggie Smith is in it. She is the wizard in Harry Potter, for anyone who doesn't know who she is, and she's just hilarious. Like, it's just so funny, and I love the series. The clothes are amazing, the house is amazing, so I would highly recommend it if you haven't watched it. It's really good.
Are there a lot of seasons?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's like six seasons, but there's only like six episodes per season, so it's actually not
relatively short.
Yeah, it's not too long. But what is your fave find? Mine was quick and stuff.
Very quick.
Yeah.
It's because you're talking so fast. My fave find for this week is actually a place that I went for lunch today, and it's Lexi's Healthy Eatery in Seapoint.
I'm sure most people have seen it on like everyone's Instagram stories.
Yeah, very aesthetic. Yeah. Very Instagram worthy. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see my pictures. Really nice food. It's all vegetarian. Actually, there's some vegan stuff as well.
Yeah.
And there's actually, I think there's two or three meat dishes. Did I say that right?
What? Meat?
I don't know.
Meat dishes?
I don't know what I said. There's two or three meat dishes. I had the global.
Let me tell you, Max is glowing right now.
Stop it. I would highly recommend.
Price point?
I had that bowl, and then I had a juice, like a mint cucumber apple juice, but like big juice and big bowl.
Yeah.
And my bowl came to 110 rand.
Oh, so not too bad.
Which is not bad. Yeah. I don't think.
Often healthy places are a little bit expensive, and then they give you quite small portion sizes.
And I mean, given like also where it is, like it's right central, like Seapoint.
Yeah.
The place is really pretty. I expected it to be more expensive, at least like what I got. Because like I said, it was seriously like huge.
Mm. I haven't been to Seapoint in a while, actually.
When I was driving there and back, I was like, I just don't go to Seapoint. Like, I don't know the areas there. And the place, I didn't know anyway. Like when I got there, I parked about like a kilometer or two down the road.
Yeah.
And the people that I went with, they were like, you know, there's parking like right next door. And I was like, I had absolutely no idea. I
remember when we did that walk in Seapoint together and we arrived late and everyone had already finished. Do you remember? And I've got a photo on my Instagram of us both wearing white long sleeve tops.
Oh,
do you remember? It was
yes.
On Seapoint Park Promenade. And then we walked to the stadium, I think.
Yes.
To that like little park near the stadium.
What were we doing?
I think it was a walk for charity.
Oh, yes.
Look at us.
Charitable queens.
Mother Teresa's.
You can call me Gandhi. Yeah. Do I not look like Gandhi?
No.
I
look worse.
I thought we just did that for fun.
Yeah. I've got the picture on my Instagram.
Yeah, I think it's on Facebook as well.
Probably.
Did you do the color run with us?
No, I don't think I did the color run.
I think that was also in Sea Point.
Yeah, I can't remember why, but I didn't do it.
Oh yeah, I don't think you can make it.
Yeah.
Because we also did the make do color.
Oh yeah, but then
run thing.
Didn't you get color in your? Someone was mean and like sprayed color in someone's mouth or something.
It wasn't me.
It may have even been me that got painted in my eyes. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Feel like we should just jump straight into today's topic. And our topic today it's not really a topic, but we put on our Instagram for people to leave us assumptions.
Yes.
So we've jotted down our favorites or ones we thought that you guys would enjoy. And we're gonna answer them. We're gonna answer them. So the first one is that we don't drink.
That is partially true. It's true for Max.
Yeah, it's true for me. Mm. I don't drink. I actually haven't drank since June.
Since she got out of rehab.
I'm actually a recovering alcoholic. First and second year at Stella Bosch was rough. I haven't drank since last year, so it's at 2020 June. So it's almost a year since I've drank. Kate, on the other hand, is still an alcoholic.
Out of control. No, I probably drink like every 3 months, and it will be like in a social situation. Max and I both don't really like go out, so it's like pretty easy for us not to drink.
I don't have anything against people who drink, and it's
me neither.
Honestly, just I started not drinking for the health benefits, and then over time I just like got into it, and I tasted my mom's gin and tonic at Christmas. I actually just didn't like the taste of it. And anyone who knows me knows.
Max used to be very
big into the G&Ts. G&T.
I enjoy a gin and tonic occasionally, or like I like an Aperol spritz. But yeah, it's usually like I'll have like a cocktail if we go out for dinner like every 3 months. I can't remember the last time I was hungover, honestly.
Alrighty. Next assumption is that we are basic.
I would beg to disagree.
I would beg to differ.
Is that the right
saying? Yeah, beg to differ.
Beg to disagree.
No, beg to differ. I don't know. I don't think people say beg to disagree. I would beg to disagree.
I would like to disagree. I strongly disagree.
I object. That's it. We need one of those blah thingies. What is that thing called?
A hammer.
What
it's
is
a dong.
It's got a special name.
A pallet. Is that mallet.
I need one of those.
Yeah, one of those things that the judges have. The judges. It's actually really good, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
I think in some ways we definitely are basic, but I think I'm very much a unique.
Oh, do it. But here's the thing, actually.
I'm one of a kind.
On that note, I disagree with that because I personally think everyone is like basic because we all follow trends. Whether you're alternative or quote unquote a basic bitch, you're just following.
Yeah, there's so trends in so like whatever. Yeah.
Whatever like group you associate with.
Into,
Like everyone is basic because do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very triggered by this question.
You know, I think definitely, but I do think that there are things about, maybe I think people would think that if they don't know Max and I well.
I'm probably still basic. The next assumption is that we were bitchy in school.
I was not. Max was a complete bitch. Yeah, so Max was a bitch. I was really nice. I actually won Friend of the Year multiple years. No shade to anyone that won it, but there were some years where people were like, no, this was rigged. Like,
what was it called? It was called the Friendship Award, wasn't it?
But every year, wasn't there like a Friend of the Grade or something?
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah. Like, definitely there were times when...
Kate didn't win that award.
No, I didn't. I didn't think I won any... Actually, I did win an award. I think in grade 6 or 7, I came second for EMS. So, suck on that.
I don't think we were bitchy at school, but I think we may have come across
as bitchy.
But
we never had fights with anyone other than each other.
Yeah.
So maybe we were bitchy to each other, but I can't recall having beef with anyone other than Max.
I don't remember. That's when you know you have a good friendship. It wasn't like, I don't feel like we were ganging up on people.
No.
We weren't meeting a girl in like a locker.
Yeah, like pushing her head into the toilet.
Yeah, bathroom stall and being.
Yeah.
Also, I think personally, our friend group gave us that look because we were friends with guys. And I think.
And they were like school, the jockey guys.
Yeah, when you're at school, people automatically assume that like, because most girls will hang around with girls.
Yeah.
And I think. Because we were friends with guys, people thought we were like, that we thought we were really cool.
Yeah.
When in actual fact, we just hung out with guys because they were less bitchy. Like, we had less drama.
It's so much easier to hang out with guys.
If you think about it, if we were friends, I mean, all the girl groups constantly had issues. If we were friends with a big group of girls, I feel like it would have been a recipe for disaster.
100%.
But the boys, like, neutralized us.
But also, a couple people have said to me before that, like, if you don't know Max and I, like, or if you haven't met us, we can appear, like, mean or whatever. But that's just, like, people making assumptions about us.
That's just my face.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, but I can't really change it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe I look grumpy or something when I walk around.
It's probably just because I haven't had enough sleep, honestly. Or I'm hangry. That's a big one. The next assumption is that we are sisters. Cade wishes.
I would be ashamed to be related to Jackie.
I'm not cutting that off. Keep that in.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked us recently. A lot of Max's like followers that are like strange men think that we're sisters, but we're not.
No, we're not sisters.
We're spit sisters.
Our next assumption is that this is actually a really sad assumption, and whoever made this assumption, I feel personally attacked.
F you.
And it's that we don't have a big friend group, or we don't have other friends.
That's true. I wouldn't say we don't have other friends, but I think we're both similar.
I personally think both of us, which is why we're friends, we're a quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So we would rather have less friends, but have really good...
really quality ones.
Yeah, thanks. Really close, like, solid friends.
Yeah.
And have it small.
Then we're not the type to go to a party and know everyone.
No. We're not the type to go to a party full
stuff. Yeah, true. But you know those people, like, they just, like, walk into, like, I really hope no one's having parties right now. Seriously.
It's COVID, you guys.
Yeah.
Put your masks on and get in your house.
Evelyn Stellamosh, I hate you. what was I even saying?
Going to a party.
Like some people will like walk in and they're like, oh my gosh, hi. And you're just like, how do you know all these people?
Both of our boyfriends are like that.
Yeah.
Which is, and I'm always, like, the awkward one who just, like, stands there.
And then you have to try and remember who you've met, and you meet, like, 15 people in one night, and then you, by mistake, introduce them yourself to, like, them twice. I've actually not called people out, but there was this one particular guy that was in the same block that I lived in first year. And I'm not joking, I met him probably 5 times, and on the 5th time, when he tried to introduce himself to me, I was just like, we've met. We met 2 nights ago. Yeah. It was so awkward, but I don't care. It royally pisses me off. Like, if I have met you and I, by mistake, introduce myself to you for a second time, like, it's probably because I actually generally forgot that we met.
Either way, that assumption was definitely correct. We don't have a big friend group.
I just prefer to have small group of friends that I can rely on, and I know that that we're very solid even if we don't speak for like a couple months or something.
Our last assumption, which I personally think is just the best assumption yet. Thank you to whoever put this one in, and it's Kate is using Max for clout.
100% yes.
I mean, why do you think she's here today, honestly?
I have ulterior motives. Max knows. Like,
She's in it for one thing and one thing only, and it's not the memories we're making.
I want 100,000 followers at least by the end of the year on TikTok. I am launching my TikTok next week, so get ready.
My issue with that is you have to have clout. Well, I have to have clout for you to be chasing.
No, you have on TikTok, 100%.
I don't think so. Not on like Instagram, not what we're doing, not our platform. Not this. Like, I'm just letting you know you're not going to get anything.
Well, you know what? It's worth a try.
On a serious note though, if you started a TikTok account, like properly,
yeah,
like, what would you do? What kind of content would you produce?
I would probably do like those little mini vlogs.
Would you do like a book thing? Like book review? Because you're fucking always talking about books.
Maybe.
Can talk about them on there.
Book club. Listen, I've had a lot of people DMing me saying that the only reason they listen to this podcast is for Kate's book club. Yeah, I'd probably do like those cute little vlogs and like that are really aesthetic.
I could picture you doing the like nighttime and morning routine things.
Yeah,
like the skincare. One of those little things. I can picture you doing.
Or like cooking. Oh, yeah.
Cooking with Kate.
Yeah.
I think we should just jump straight into our TikTok times. Because yeah, we've got a lot to unpack.
Oh, yes. So much has been going on.
So our...
Finally.
Our TikTok drama is the Addison Rae Bryce Hall split.
Breakup. I didn't know about this until recently.
Shock, horror, and disbelief.
Yo. Apparently he cheated on her.
Yeah.
But he, like, in public was like, oh, she's a queen. And had like that picture of her up. Wow, I hate myself. I actually hate myself. I'm 22. And I know what his room looks like. I've just seen it in his TikToks, guys. Yeah, he had a picture of her up in his room, like. And it's, yeah.
Like,
oh.
You should, that should be like in an agreement, like when you get into a relationship at that level. Just like, you so should not foolish. Be allowed to do, like, those things in public. Like, it's so embarrassing, yeah, for her.
It's so obvious as well that eventually it's gonna get out. Like, these flippin' fan accounts find the, like, weirdest shit. Like, have you seen, like, some of, like, they'll find, like, baby pictures of, like, TikTokers and stuff. So, like, if they can find your flippin', like, ultrasound your mom had of you when she was pregnant, they definitely can find out if you cheated on someone.
100%.
Was she really worth it?
And, like, Bryce, he's, like, seriously finding he's punching above his weight. Honestly, he's reaching.
Oh my word, Matt.
He is. He's talking about punching. Have you seen the TikTokers that are going to be doing that fight?
Yes. Oh my God.
Finny. He's fighting. Good old Austin McBroom.
No, isn't Bryce fighting Austin?
Yeah. I'm just.
I didn't know half the YouTubers, like.
Naming the people that are.
Yeah, there were all these weird names, and I was like, what, like, what YouTube is this? Because that's not, like, the big YouTubers that I know.
Yeah, there was some guy, like, Desi, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure.
I think, though, that guy was part of the fight. He fought one of the Paul brothers. I'm pretty sure.
It is.
Oh, no, maybe it was.
Tanner Fox.
Who is that?
I know who he is. He's that.
Is he a TikToker?
No, he's not a TikToker. He's a YouTuber with those, like, who, like, posts, like, bike videos. Nick Austin, that's Madison Beer's boyfriend.
Are they still together?
I think so.
But, like, he's like a little twig.
But so is Tanner Fox. He's also very, very skinny. And, like, I don't want to say anything.
It's going
to
be a stick insect fighting stick insect.
Yeah. Yeah. And then.
That would actually be quite funny to watch, honestly.
DDG is versus that Nate boy from Triller. Compound. Yeah, he's quite
he's fit,
but this other guy also looks quite fit. Taylor Holding, and then versus your pick,
Taylor Holding.
Yeah, Taylor Holding.
Who's Taylor Holding?
The guy from the Triller Compound. This guy,
Taylor Holder, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, what did I say? Holding. Sorry,
I'm holding on.
Sorry, Taylor Holder. Holding sounds so much cooler. He needs to change his surname, honestly. How much nicer did that sound?
083 Taylor. Please get your name changed.
He's also quite...
I think he's quite fit.
Fit? But yeah. I don't know who that is. It says your pick, so I don't know who that's going to be.
But isn't and then there's a couple. Bryce is
fighting Austin McBroom.
Bryce has got anger inside of him, so I wouldn't want to.
Bryce.
But isn't Austin McBroom quite big?
Like, I think he's...
But do they even fall in the same weight category? I'm pretty sure. Why is Austin McBroom, like, he has children.
He's old. Why is he fighting, like, this young and
They're trying to stay relevant.
Yeah. And then Vinny versus DJ? D-E-J-I?
Deji.
Deji. Deji.
Oh, Deji. Oh, enchanté. Je m'appelle Wipu. Comme ça.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. Vinny?
I love how we are sitting in the tip of Africa saying, I don't know who he is, when I have 900 followers. On Instagram.
Sorry, I don't know who Kate is.
Don't know who the fuck you are. Who do we think we are, honestly?
Speaking about fighting, would you ever fight? Like, caught money on the table.
There is one woman I would fight right now, and Maxine knows exactly who it is, but I cannot disclose that information.
You don't have to say the name, but let's just say you were a big TikToker with your mini vlogs, and someone like came up to you, who's this? I don't know who's presenting this. Social gloves, and they're like, we're doing a TikToker versus YouTuber fight.
A famous person.
Like, yeah. So you're famous and they're famous. You don't. I don't have to give you the name of the person. Would you go for a fight?
No, probably not. But I would. I think it would be really funny to fight Trisha Paytas. It would be the fucking funniest thing ever.
I paid big money.
I think a lot of people would.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But would you do it? Like, would
no,
you?
No, probably not.
Oh, lame.
Would you?
100%.
Would you?
100%.
What happens if you break your... Free nose job.
Free nose job.
100%.
Yeah. I think I could do that. Depends on who I'm...
If this gets a million listens, we'll, Max and I will box each other.
I mean, who knows who's going to win?
Who?
Me. 100%.
Are you serious?
Kate.
Do you know how much height and length I have on you?
Height? We're the same height.
How tall are we?
We or me?
We. You said we're the same height.
I'm 1'6". I think I'm 1'6'7". 1'6'6".
I'm 1'7'3".
Oh, fuck off. That's such bullshit. You did that with shoes.
And I have like orangutan arms. So I would be able to get you in the nose and your arms wouldn't even come near me.
Kate, it's non-negotiable that I would win. I don't know why you're trying.
No, actually, Max is feisty.
Yeah.
So what is realistic?
10,000.
10,000.
10,000, and Kate and I will fight, and we'll get it on camera.
So we're fighting in 2023.
2024, let's be realistic. Also depends, like, how does it work? Like, are you allowed to hit someone's boob?
Yes.
Because that's very sensitive.
You're allowed to hit anywhere.
But I know in, like, bear boxing, you're not allowed to hit guys in the... No area.
In the
balls.
In the
balls.
Family gyms.
In the balls. Just say it.
Say it once more. I'm gonna make a compilation of Max just saying in the balls.
In the balls.
In the balls. Shall we talk about types? Like our types. You know the thing where you guess your friend's type?
Oh, I made a video on that. Did you not like?
Yes, I. I remember now.
Okay,
just slipped my mind. So one of the topics we wanted to discuss was like people's types, because I saw Max's TikTok. Thanks. Go follow Max at Max Gofield.
Kate.
What is your
if you don't get it right, I'm gonna get annoyed.
I don't even know my Instagram handle, let alone your flipping TikTok. I'm not your manager.
You're chasing me for clout. The least you could do is know my TikTok username.
What is your TikTok?
Max.Schofield. Let's say it together.
Schofield.
3, 2, 1. Max. Kate.
Okay, wait. 1, 2, 3.
No. 3, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3. 5, 6, 7, 8. At Max. Oh my god, that is the title. Of the podcast. Max peed in her pants.
Okay, 5, 6, 5, 6. We did. Okay. Dancing.
3, 2, 2 one, Matt Rice.
I'm peeing. I know I'm peeing.
That's the title of this episode.
I'm also Max crying. Peeing. 3, 2, 1.
Max.Schofield. That is at Max.Schofield for more content like this.
And her OnlyFans for exclusive content.
I saw Max's video where it's like a TikTok trend where you post a whole bunch of different images of types of guys or girls, and you guess like what your friends' types would be.
So obviously Kate is a boyfriend, but I'm going based on like previous
boys.
Oh, actually no, sorry.
No, dude.
I'm gonna say current. Boyfriends out the window, sorry. I'm gonna say that both of us are newly single. I didn't think about this while you put me on the spot. I think your type is someone who like from the outside, more on the extroverted side, for starters. Okay. Someone who's outgoing to match up with your personality because you're more in the beginning, like more reserved.
Yeah.
You need someone to balance it out, so it's like yin and yang. So someone who's more outgoing. I think your type is brown haired. I've never ever seen you go for a blonde. I don't think blondes are your type.
I did go for one blonde.
Did you? Okay. Well, I don't think your type is blonde, personally. I think you are into like an active guy. He's got to be active. I'm going to say that's your tie. Oh, and one. Sorry. A hopeless romantic. Someone who likes those, like, old... What's his name? Louis Armstrong. That whatever. Louis Armstrong. What is his name?
Louis Armstrong.
What is his name?
Louis. It's Louis.
Yeah. So you someone like a hopeless, like an old classic hopeless that's romantic.
Who's the guy, the cyclist? Louis...
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought of when you said Lewis.
So that someone who's like a hopeless romantic, like they like those type of things. Someone who also is like into politics, because I think you like rebuttal. I think you like someone to speak to about. You don't want someone.
I like someone to argue with.
Yeah, you don't want someone who's like a yes man. Like you want someone who will like spark conversations. I don't know what else. Definitely someone who's taller. I feel like that's a must. Yeah, that's about it. That's my job.
I would. Oh.
Yeah, no, that's it.
I would say you were pretty accurate.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I felt like you were looking concerned, and then when I brought up
the
Louis Armstrong, you're like,
Louis.
What is his name?
Louis,
it's the same
thing. Potato, potato, man. What did I say the other night, and everyone was like, what? And I was like, potato, potato. Oh, quinoa. And I was like, it's quinoa.
It is quinoa.
Okay, well,
quinoa.
Potato, potato. Yeah, you did pretty well. The one thing I think I've noticed looks-wise that I like is I like guys with, like, nice eyes.
Oh,
I've noticed. Yeah, I think I'm usually attracted to guys with nice eyes. And my boyfriend has very nice eyes.
Oh, I have one more
thing
to add. You're very sensitive to like people's smells. So I was going to say someone who also is conscious of smelling good.
Yes.
Because that's one thing that your boyfriend, don't give me that look though. I don't know if I'm going to be saying this right. Your boyfriend always smells really good.
Okay, Max.
So
yeah, I'm definitely, hygiene is a big thing for me. But I think personality, you summed it up pretty well.
Just
like,
out there sniffing your boyfriend.
I think maybe looks wise, I do... And I wouldn't say necessarily my boyfriend dresses like this that much, but I do actually quite like a preppy style, if you know what I mean. Yeah, private school. Okay, Max. You see, I'm conflicted because I want to go in and say, can I do your TikTok type? Like,
yeah.
Like, there aren't that many around.
Sure, you can do both.
In Cape Town.
My boyfriend, he's not sensitive. He can take it.
Okay, so Max, just based on, investigations, I think if you were to go for someone, maybe that, there aren't that many of them in South Africa, but Max is, I think you like an e-boy. I think maybe you'd be into an e-boy. So like anyone that doesn't know an e-boy, it's just Google e-boy. It's very difficult to explain. I think you possibly, if the opportunity came your way, you do like e-boys, but otherwise your type, like if you were to go on like Tinder, okay, Definitely also someone active and someone that cares about their health, definitely. Someone family orientated. I'm trying to think of the boys like that you've gone for in the past. I don't think you have a preference for hair color. Yeah, I don't think you have a preference for hair color. I think you want someone that's passionate, like they must be passionate about something. They must be working towards something, otherwise, like, you're not there for it. I think you care about how they dress, but like not to the point of like you would break up with them if they were wearing like board shorts and a t-shirt all the time. Also tall. What else? Tall, athletic. I don't know. I don't want to like say all the things that you said because, but I think we're similar in a way. I think that's all I can think of right now. What do you think?
I think the Tinder one was like spot on. I don't think I have a hair preference.
Yeah.
Height is like a must for me. Like,
yeah,
it needs to be like big.
Maxine, get your mind out of the gutter.
The TikTok thing, however, I think has changed.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did go through a phase. So Kate's okay. Right, I did go through a phase where e-boys were, like, catching my eye.
Yeah.
Now, however, my For You page has... My boyfriend's going to kill me. My For You page has started to go towards football players and NBA.
Jocks. Okay.
Basketball players. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I see, I'm receiving the telepathic messages.
But I used to be definitely the e-boy. Yeah,
okay.
So you were right, but I think it's so changed. You haven't been on my For You page for a while. I'll have to show you.
Okay, yeah, I would love to see. We can do it after this.
Kate always has, just off topic, she sends me, like, videos on TikTok through Messenger. I don't know what things. For You page she's on, but her TikTok algorithm is absolutely beep, honestly.
Oh, Max, please, it's not like you haven't sworn in the last episode.
Her feed is fucked, okay? It's absolutely fucked. She sends me videos, and she's like, I don't know, have you seen this? And I play the video, and I'm like, why? Like, you've scarred me for life.
Yeah, I think I'm on the equivalent, like, my For You page is the equivalent of the dark web.
It's
but for TikTok. It's really
it's
weird.
Horrible. When I'm on TikTok, I always think to myself, wow, like, there's so many TikToks. Everyone's For You page must be so different. Like, I wonder what
yeah.
And then I see Kate's For You page, and I'm like, what does she like on TikTok?
No, but I don't. I think it's, I need to stop sending it to you, because it keeps coming up on my page.
That video is actually going viral, by the way. I've seen people recreate
it. The one with the, there was this one where, I think it was filmed by maybe male strippers because they're wearing these like white suits. But like, I'm not gonna explain. Like, just if it comes up on your For You page, lucky you. But and their snakes are poking through their white pants quite a bit.
Have you never heard of that?
And there's like a guy that they carry in who's dressed as a woman.
That's not a guy. That's definitely a female. I'm sure.
I think it's a guy wearing a wig. Whatever, we don't want to misgender. Them. But yeah, they're like dancing around this person dressed up. It's very weird. Very, very weird. It may have been filmed in the back. Max is getting the video.
Oh no.
Oh my god, no, I can't. I'm having nightmares.
Getting PTSD. But that's the sound.
Yeah.
You know. Honestly, I don't know what she likes and comments on TikTok.
I only like cute dogs and stuff.
Clearly not. That's not cute and that's not a dog.
It's a snake. It's not cute.
What a pee. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make a compilation of Max saying she's peeing for the whole episode, even though I don't edit them. Max?
Sure thing, boss.
She's peeing again. She's pissed herself again. Does Max have bladder problems?
That is all we have, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all we have time for tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do all the things you want to do.
Dial 03 hotline, baby, for more exclusive content.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper. Let me tell you something you might like. Yeah, it's free real estate.
Okay, anyway, leave a review, and whoever left a 1-star review, fuck you.
We know who you are.
Yeah.
So just fuck right off and get a sense of humor so and you can take your 1-star
and
can
shove it up your
beep. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode and send us through questions and topics because we have some, but we need more to dedicate a whole
Please send us crazy stories.
Yes, maybe we should do stories.
Yeah.
Any crazy or bad dating
experiences,
send them through.
We'll be anonymous.
So don't be shy. We don't bite. Unless you want us to.
Like we said, dial. Get unready with me, baby.
See you in a crocodile.
Okay, goodbye.
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 That got weird, Max.